Welcome to Tyra Talks. I have decided to kick off my first episode with the topic of motherhood. I must say, it was difficult to decide on a topic to kick off with, and I hope that you have had the opportunity to listen to my introduction, because it covers, who I am and what I sort of would like to achieve with this podcast, and that, instead of me having to repeat what it is that I am trying to achieve with it in the beginning of every single podcast episode. I just wanted you guys to have the chance to listen to that first. However, thank you for tuning in again, and I just want to say that, I have taken some inspiration from Women's Hour, as it is a fantastic podcast and it has a huge reach. And I was pleasantly surprised to hear how many men enjoy listening to it, which is a great move for out for the future of the matriarchy, I have to say. And my super well-rounded husband loves listening to it as well, which is also a good sign. But before I start though, I would like to say that the cover art for photo credits go to Kazwend on Unsplash, and that Anchor is an absolutely phenomenal app, which I'm thoroughly enjoying using. But now to begin the crux of what I want to discuss, which is motherhood. So I am currently 8 months postpartum. I have to say that a lot of the cliches of motherhood ring true. It has literally been the fastest 8 months of my life. Having a child brings with it challenges in every single way possible, mental, physical, emotional, and ways that you would never have imagined. Well, certainly not what I imagined. I questioned everything. I drew on cultural experiences, things my own mum did, those things that she didn't do, and everything you've seen from your aunties and your grandmother and friends and family friends. And it's honestly like everything you ever heard in your life comes back to you during your first few months, and some. From the moment my son was born, and the extremely difficult birth, labour, and first 6 weeks I had, because we moved house in between all of that, they were no mean feat. I'm still healing from childbirth, and for many women, it can take years, particularly those who have had emergency C-sections or belly births, which is a much more beautiful and loving way to describe giving birth in a way which is not through the vaginal canal. The C-section is just the scar, isn't it? It's just the incision, but it's a birth, So I quite like that, and it was actually a friend of mine from Instagram who described it that way, and it really touched me. And it was only a few days ago, so if she listens to this, Laura, I hope you understand that, it's a really endearing way to describe what we experienced during becoming a mother. I wasn't able to hold my son properly after birth for around 2 weeks due to losing feeling in my hands. However, I still cuddled him, and I was still able to have, I was determined to breastfeed and do skin to skin and extensive skin to skin, because I'm a firm believer in it. He was a newborn, so it was so much easier. They don't move around that much at that stage, so you can just put them on your chest and fall asleep, have a snooze, have a cuddle, and it gets all of your oxytocin going, it gets your breast milk flowing, it's perfect. Yes, I'm a bit of a hippie mum, and I believe in extensive skin to skin and bed sharing and co-sleeping and all the things that have somehow become a taboo, particularly in the West. But breastfeeding, now that's probably one of the hardest things I have ever mastered, and I do indeed feel like I have mastered it, and I'm continuously fascinated by all things breastfeeding, to the point that I will be dedicating a whole episode purely for that, and hopefully include other mothers' experiences in it too. One thing I can confirm is that it is an extremely taxing yet rewarding thing to do, and it doesn't come easily for most women. And although it is the most natural thing in the world, it still takes a lot of learning from both baby and mother. Motherhood for me has been single-handedly the most inspiring thing I have ever experienced. It has pushed me beyond limits I never knew existed, and he has allowed me to focus more than I ever have in my life before. It has clarified so much for me and allowed me to put such a lot into perspective. The level of multitasking I have learned is next to none, and quite frankly, I feel like it is the best transferable skill I have ever picked up. No cliche, honestly, not exaggerating. I feel so much more efficient. I have been journaling, writing all my goals down in a bid to achieve them. I've been more organized, meditating more, manifesting what I want to achieve, what I would like for my life and my days. Checking my stress levels all the time, mainly for the sake of my milk production, which, by the way, can halt during periods of stress. Researching pretty much non-stop between tiring night feeds and the hours of silence that I have all to myself in the middle of the night. I find solace in the silence, to be honest, and I'm doing it right now. I was always a night owl. I always used to study, I used to always study at night as well when I was a student. And so I found that this period is just, it's my most sort of calming, peaceful, freeing moment of the day. And what's incredible is that those hours in the very early hours of the morning have been my most productive yet. I have designed and branded my whole business during those hours between 2 and 4 a.m. I am also currently studying, and usually during those hours in the morning, and whenever I am awake enough and my baby is having a snooze or a play, I also study or research. I believe that spiritually, babies choose us to be their mothers. And one of my mentors, he came to meet my son when I was 3 months postpartum, and he said, out of the long line of mummies, he chose you to be his mummy. And what a great choice at that. And whenever I speak to spiritual people who say that, it makes me light up inside. Can you imagine being in a lineup and you're the first to be chosen? How special is that? Anyway, as I said, that time is flying by like something, you know, like someone sinking into quicksand. And it is that rapid. It really feels like click of a finger. And it's like, oh my God, 8 months postpartum, where did the time go? But what it has taught me is that this period is going so rapidly, as I've said before, and it's what, 2 to 3 years of my life, an incredibly sacred time which I will never get back. So whilst I'm still on maternity leave for a whole year, I cannot see myself going back after to make money or the lack of it after paying for childcare by sacrificing the critical period of my child's development for a company that doesn't really do much for me. It's a relatively interesting job, but it's not my dream job. So what's the point? Why do I feel like living a life of mediocrity? Why do people live a life of mediocrity just because society says we have to live this way? I think it's better to manifest and focus on what it is I truly want for my life and my son's life. I don't want him to not form a proper strong bond with me because I'm away from him for 12 hours a day. You know, knackered with very little time to give him, it's just not worth it, in my opinion. And I never thought it would be possible, but with focus and smart thinking, anything is possible. I have just started my first business making organic oils, butters, and creams. And although the site isn't fully complete yet, just yet anyway, it will be in the next few days. I'm currently working on being a consultant, advisor, and advocate. So that I can work in my chosen field, which is immigration and refugee work, along with assisting women trying to escape sex trafficking and abuse in the immigration and refugee communities, immigrant and refugee communities, rather. It isn't easy, but it takes discipline, determination, focus, and self-belief. My son makes me feel like a superwoman. He's certainly like my best friend. He's very much a part of me, and being exclusively breastfed, still fully dependent on me for his nutritional needs. How inspiring is that? You know, the first thing I achieved after becoming a mother and barely getting the grasp of breastfeeding at 6 or 7 weeks postpartum was starting on my Reiki practitioner's course. Now, Reiki chose me like it chooses all its practitioners. You know, I decided if I can achieve all three certifications to become a master teacher level with a fantastic teaching school, then I can achieve everything else I had on my mind. Lo and behold, it's exactly what's happened or happening. I'm very close to achieving my final level, and perhaps one day it will become the second half of my career, because I very much want to pursue my legal career dreams, but also want to pursue my dreams of becoming a holistic and wellness practitioner, be it through therapies like cupping and Reiki, selling organic new and truly natural products. And when I say truly natural, unfortunately, the word natural has been kidnapped or hijacked by the commercial beauty industry. And without going off on a rant, basically, they can call anything natural and get away with it. So, because essentially feces is natural, isn't it? If we just sort of think like that, just think what they would have done with that word. So, when I say truly natural, I mean an unrefined piece of, block of cocoa butter, for instance, that type of thing. So natural as in really natural, that's what I mean. Anyway, and possibly a certification in another area like herbal medicine or immunology, both of which I'm looking into at the moment, but it's not something that I'm in a rush to achieve. Mainly because I've already got my hands full right now. But who knows where the universe will guide me to. But one thing's for sure, informed consent from the medical field is crucial during pregnancy and motherhood. And that will tie nicely into another episode regarding informed consent when it comes to taking charge of your health, mind and body, which I will be doing as well. So the other part of motherhood, my son and I, we do a lot of activities together daily. I play with him, I read to him, we go for walks, we go to on the swings, we go painting and fitness classes, we go to baby massage classes. Yes, he gets a good old pamper usually once a week. But they are growing a lot, and they do go through a lot of stress, though we don't think they do, but they do, and they go through a lot of growing pains and that they can't communicate to us. So a baby, massage is a fantastic thing for them. Sometimes we are both tired, so we sleep in, because let's be honest, I don't get much sleep. My sleep is always broken, and I have not had more than 3 hours sleep without it being broken since he's been born. But alas, the mentality and the hormones keep me going. I have a regular weekly mummy and baby group formed when he was newborn, and it has been one of my strongest commitments during my journey of motherhood. We meet up regularly once a week and have a great time together. We chat about everything. We have food, drinks, they have whether it's coffees or wines or whatever people wish to drink and eat, just hang out and be happy. We're so lucky to have found each other, because although we're all very different with very different parenting sort of styles, we don't judge one another and we support each other. And honestly, that's really, really important to have. And I can't imagine my journey without them, just like two of my close friends who also went through their pregnancies with me. So, manifestation, meditation, and motherhood have been the three M's giving me all the beauty of the moment. The first time in my life, I have been fully present daily and living in the here and now all the time, pretty much. It's less stressful, although parenting can be extremely stressful, and I'm not taking that away from anyone. It's just because I'm always checking my stress, so I'm always finding ways out of it, so that I'm not in a period of stress. I don't want to stress my body or my mind or my milk or my son. I'm always deep breathing, and when it comes to comes to any potential whiff of stress, and I do it all in the name of my motherhood and my son having the best version of me every single day. And there are days where we have a duvet day all day. Don't get me wrong, but the message is that there is something deep within me pushing me every single day. Even when I'm not successful in my endeavors for the day, I still try. So yeah, and that's, in a nutshell, that's my motherhood journey. And I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast and a little bit of an insight into my life so far, the last 8 months. Thank you so much for listening to my first episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to send me questions and comments, and I will be sure to address them or post them if I'm able to. Have a beautiful day wherever you're doing, and love and light.